Lee's chase, little dribble kick through, and he's picked it up again. This could be a try on the inside, surely Salford must score from here. Oh, they've got the ball away, but they're tackled on the line. It's the last one. They should have scored, and they probably will score here if they move it quickly to the left. Dobson to chase, he's lost it, knocked it on, and Bradford breathe a huge sigh of relief. We were talking about Rangy Chase before the game, Craig Murdoch. What, well, skill to dribble it through, but then he drops it on the line.
Yeah, but that's a try that's gone begging, and you know, Salford will be very, very disappointed with that. It was great play by Chase, did everything right, little chip through, regathered, passed it to his supporting player. Then that guy had Nel Alves on his inside, just needed to pop the pass, and for some crazy reason, through the dummy, he got the pass away to him second time, but if he passes straight up, Salford under the post and a 6-0 up.
Good chances for the Bulls. Three gone, 0-0 here on Radio Yorkshire. O'Brien in at dummy half, will pop it up. Here's Sidlow. Sidlow drives it, gets it out the back for O'Brien. Here now is Pitts, gets it away to Clough. Clough driving for the line. Clough almost to the line. He had Mullaney on his outside, he just couldn't get the pass away. And he will go out wide. They get it out for Ferguson. Ferguson to score! He's over! Dale Ferguson with the opening try of the afternoon. And Bradford are in. The Oxel Stadium explodes with noise. And the Bulls get it downfield. And they score the first points in league by 4 points to nil.
Yeah, it's a funny old game, rugby league, isn't it? Salford, you know, should be 6-0 up and should be, you know, just taking the kickoff now and running the ball back. But you've got to take your opportunities when they're presented you. And unfortunately for the Salford City Reds, they didn't do that. But Bradford went down the other end, and I think O'Brien, another player who was pretty average on his high standards last week, has came to the party today, heavily involved with his scoots round dummy half and support player, and they get the ball wide, and there was just acres of numbers, and Ferguson, too big, too strong on the edge, manages to brush off a tackle, hit the floor, but his momentum take him over the line. And I think for the good of the game, and I mean that as a spectacle this afternoon, we've got the result that we wanted, an early try for the Bradford Bulls.
Salford with Dobson. Dobson gets out the back to Chase. Chase jinks out of one tackle. No, he doesn't. Mullaney got him and it's stuck. Last one, 20 away. Good defence from the Bulls, but they need to be switched on here as they're going to go down the short side with Dobson. Little dribble kick in behind the line. Williams has knocked it forward, and James Clare's got down the touchline and he's going to get away. Now he's up against Johnson. He's got a man on the inside. It's Caro, and Bradford Bulls are going to go 100 metres to score. Williams fumbled the kick. James Clare picked it up and he breaks down and sends Caro under the sticks. Joy for the Bulls. They lead after 16 minutes by 10 points to nil.
Yeah, it's a super try, and I think it's Williams who's actually scored it, Mark. Apologies. It was a brilliant play by Bradford, as you say, but it just came on the back of a Bradford error as well. As you said, Williams knocked the ball on. Clare reacted first and saw he had an opportunity down the touchline. He could have stepped inside and took the easy option and the safe option, but no, he didn't. He backed his space on the outside and he backed his speed. He got round him, drew the last man, and Williams had also done really well to react from his error and stay alive, and he was inside. And once he'd got the ball 50 metres out, the show was over. Shut the gate, he was going to score under the post, and that's exactly what he did. And Bradford, you know, under the cosh 1 minute, are going to be 10-0 up now, soon to be 12.
And Tommy Lee scoots up to the 30, wants a penalty. Pitts has got to get out of the way and does. Here's Chase, offers a dummy. Oof, Lowacki has just absolutely polo. Who's that? Is that Johnson? He's cleaned out. Well, he thought Johnson was getting the ball, so he tackled him just in case. And I tell you what, he didn't miss. That's a kick for touch. Caro, I think he was worried about a 40-20 there. He sprinted back. He didn't need to. He wasn't going over the 20. He's bumped a couple off. Now he's got round the outside. And now he's got Taylor to beat. Cuts in. Oh, he should have kept going. He's still going up to halfway. Should have Mari Caro backed himself to beat Scott Taylor. He would have gone in from 60 yards.
Yeah, I think he would have. And it was great play from him. But he said just at the last minute, you know, Johnson who'd taken the bang earlier, out of position, and he should have gone down the outside of Taylor, but let's give Taylor some credit, he did really well there.
He did. Here's Mullaney. Mullaney through. Mullaney against Emmels. Mullaney's going to score against his former club. He dives in. He chucks the ball towards the Salford fans. He said, have a little bit of that. The Bradford Bulls lead by 16 points to nil.
Yeah, Bradford on fire. Amari Caro down one side, making some good metres away from his own line. And then again, the game plan from Bradford against Salford this afternoon is left edge, left edge, left edge. And they get the ball there, and just a one-on-one missed tackle. And once he's into the clear, Mullaney's got bags of pace and just went round the outside of the Salford fullback. And no more than what Bradford deserved, Mark.
Lee at dummy half, 10 away. Here's Rangi Chase. Chase steps out of another tackle. This time they can't hit him first time. He's going to dummy his way in, and that is the magic that is Rangi Chase. They stepped in and out of two tackles, and then he just ghosted his way in, and Bradford's defensive line is finally broken, and it's that man Rangi Chase. It's Bradford Bulls 16, Salford Red Devils 4.
You could just feel it couldn't you? That Salford were growing a little bit, Bradford maybe just tiring a little bit as we approach the half time. Bradford been brilliant for that first 35-36 minutes and have tied Rangi Chase up brilliantly, but great players have a way of scoring tries, finding a way to get over the line, and Rangi Chase then has tried everything in his passing and his kicking game. He's just said, I'll just run the ball and take on the defence, and Bradford didn't have the answers to the questions he asked, and Rangi Chase is into the try. You know, that'll probably be it. Maybe three or four minutes left, we'll have another couple of sets, but you know, Bradford have still done great in this first half, but they can't, you know, they can't just say we've done enough now. They need to stuff Salford out and go into that break at 16-4.
This is the last tackle, and Bradford for me have just wasted a few tackles. They're going to go back here for Mullaney. Mullaney for the drop goal, and he's got it, and that is a good kick. It was a scruffy kick, but they all count, and that could be a huge point, and that may well be the last kick of the first half, and Bradford in the end got what they wanted. In addition to their lead, it's 17 points to 4, and the hooter will go in the background, and what a first half it has been for the Bradford Bulls. Mullaney, I just wondered whether he fumbled that pass. He took it very, very low. I've never seen a drop goal technique like that, but it went over. Half time, Craig, 17 points to 4. Jimmy Lowes never has a smile on his face. He might have one inside, certainly.
He won't have it on the outside, Mark, will he? We know him better than that. But yeah, he'll be really happy with his side's performance in the first half. And, you know, I think they've been really, really good. They've competed. And I think, you know, we talked about it being a big game, or I did, but, you know, certainly for Bradford to get the win. But I think more importantly was the performance that his boys gave him today. He knew that wasn't a Bradford performance last week. And they've came out and shown it this afternoon that Bradford are better than the team they were last week. And, you know, he'll be highly delighted, but the glass is only half empty, isn't it, or half full, whichever side you look at it. And you were halfway through it. Can Salford come back? Yes, they can. You know, Bradford have got to, you know, certainly play the second half with just as much aggression and just as much go forward as they did in that first one.
20 metres out from the line, here's Mullaney again. Mullaney offers a drop off, looking for a lazy defender, gets it away to Olbison. Olbison needs support, dumps it out the back for Mullaney. Bradford 10 away, Mullaney's in again, he's got another try, comes round towards the post, salutes the Bradford fans, and what a try. Anything Rangi Chase can do, Jake Mullaney's just matched. Bradford extend their lead, they lead by 21 points to 4.
Yeah, brilliant start from the Bradford Bulls. Come back to the area from Tommy Lee, kicked out on the full, but again Bradford not dying wondering, and Mullaney's had a super game today. You know, running at the defence with, you know, ball in two hands, he's almost a dying art from halfbacks these days, and you know, defenders don't like it, bigger guys don't like it when you've got someone with fleet of foot, little bit of speed, a little bit of footwork running at them, because they can't plant their feet and get the shoulder into the tackle, and he's just too good, too quick, and he scores a try. Now this is a lead. This is a winnable lead now, Mark, and you know, it's getting to that point where it's asking some questions now. What have Salford got? Can they get back into it? This kick's massive coming up.
It is. Bradford with O'Brien. I wonder, with Addy Lawyer, are they going to move this? They are going to move. It's an awful pass, but it bounced kindly here for Addy. And Pitts gets it away. Now Olbison on the far side. Bradford looking to counter-attack. Olbison going over halfway. He's got a man on the inside. Danny Addy! That is going to be one of the tries of the season! Bradford have got 100 yards again! And surely now they're going to beat Salford. And they are one step nearer to their Super League dream. They lead 27-4.
Wow, just wow, what a try from the Bradford Bulls. As you said, you know, Lee have played this game all year, this expansive throwing it round, and you know, see what the consequences are. Leeds have done it, and you know, their two teams are getting lots and lots of plaudits for it. You know, Bradford today have been really special, and that try just about sums up how good Bradford have been. Again, Addy very, very pivotal in it. He saw early on that again there was space on the right hand side for Bradford. He got the ball there really quickly, but what he did fantastically well was he didn't pass the ball and admire it, Mark. He passed it and followed up the middle of the field, as all great halfbacks do. great work by Olbison. I think Olbison's been really immense today for the Bradford Bulls, as they all have. But again, Olbison made the break. He had Nielsen on his outside, who's, you know, certainly a yard off the pace of this game, but has done enough and been a threat for the Bradford Bulls. But inside he stepped, and there was Addy from 40 metres, had enough pace to dive under the sticks. Bradford now really, really have a great opportunity of being the first team to beat a Super League opposition in these Super 8.
On the line, they're going to play it, they come in short side. Now Clare, dummies, goes himself and he's dived through! That is it! Bradford are going to win now! James Clare's had a wall of an afternoon! He looked left, he looked right, and he dived over the line. Bradford 33, Salford 4.
Again, all built on the back of marvellous work by Olbison on that right edge. Took five Salford defenders with him as he sprinted in off the tap and made fully 25 metres. Two players later, O'Brien asked questions from dummy half. Salford answered the first one, but then Clare just followed up with exactly the same player and he dived over. And if you're from Australia or New Zealand and you've just been shipped in here and you don't know who either side is, but you tell them one's in Super League and one's in the Championship, you'd certainly be getting that way the wrong way around this afternoon, wouldn't you?
You would indeed. As Blythe makes yet another break and he's stepped through, he just stumbles as he goes over the 20 and Tarsi brings him down. That's a second effort, he's sort of get on with it. They fire the ball out to Addy. Addy back on the inside for Patel! Captain's try for Adrian Patel, and the Bradford Bulls are in absolute dreamland in the Providence Stadium. There's not an hour gone, they lead 39-4.
And again, Bradford on the front foot, super play again from them. And Matty Blythe, again, I talked about him earlier, he's a quality Super League player for me. Matty Blythe, he's just had a hell of a lot of bad luck with injuries, but he's such got great feet and taking on the big tiring Salford forwards, made the half break. Two players later, and Addy with a perfectly weighted inside pass to Patel, and he scores. And you know, the Salford fans have said enough, they're going home, but Bradford will stay here all night.
Going left here with Dobson, little grubber kick, this must be a score, and it will be a score for the visitors, and a try for Ian Thornley, who touches it down to a rumble of light-hearted boos. Salford are on the board, there's 15 minutes left, it's 41-8.
Yeah, it's a little kick in behind, you know, and just a mistake by Patel. I'd be disappointed with that because they're on top, and you know, that'll be the little things that make Jimmy cranky, you know, pardon the pun. But he will be a little bit upset with that because it was a forced pass that he didn't need to make, not under any pressure, just take the tackle, get through the sets and kick the ball downfield. But you know, Salford have still got the ability to score tries. Little kick in behind and Thornley's the first to react, and they're on the board in the second half.
There's a thunderstorm here at the Odsall Stadium, but it's the Salford Red Devils who've been rumbled this afternoon, isn't it? The quota goes, and that is it. Bradford Bulls confirm they are real live players for the Super League type, getting into the Super League. 41-10, 7-2. Emphatic Craig Murdoch.
Yeah, brilliant performance by the Bradford Bulls this afternoon. Really special from 1 to 17. Every single one of the players put in an effort, put in a stint. From the minute one from the kickoff, Clough and O'Brien took the ball forward, and from then on, Bradford didn't take a step back for the full afternoon. And I think it was a special team performance. Everybody played well, but Danny Addy was at the heart of absolutely everything for Bradford Bulls today. You know, and the competition has just burst into life this afternoon, Mark.
It has indeed. An impressive win for the Bradford Bulls. They win here by 41-10. They've got one foot in Super League now, haven't they?
Well, I think this game gets them in the minimum 4v5, doesn't it? You know, they've got a big challenge against Lee in a couple of weeks. That's going to be a huge game now. But, you know, I think, again, the competition has just come alive. You know, and I think I said it, you know, from, you know, midway through the Super League competition, I really did honestly believe that one and possibly two Super League teams would drop down into the Championship, meaning two Championship sides go up. And from the first 2 weeks of the competition, people were saying to me, oh, what about you saying that, you know, no chance, far too good. Well, the competition's alive and kicking in the Championship, and we've just seen exactly what it's about today. Some very, very good teams, and it's going to take a very good team to beat Bradford Bulls if they play like that.